Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Well, welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Friday, the 16th of February, 2018. I am Steve from Leon C in Essex, and we've got a special guest here. We've got Harry. How are you, Harry?
Yeah, I'm good, you?
Excellent.
How's it going?
How can people find you? On Twitter, etc. Harry, are you there? Hello, Harry. Harry. Are you there, Harry?
What is going on? Yeah. Hello?
All right. Harry, can
Hello?
You hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's cuts out. Yeah, well, I can hear you again. I don't know what's wrong with it, honestly.
We'll see how we get on. I'll ask you again, and then if it carries on, then we'll obviously give it a break. But Harry, okay, hang on one sec. I'll just pause, and then I'll ask you in a second.
He's quiet now.
Okay, so Harry, how can people find you on Twitter?
Okay, my at is Hasper92.
Hasper92. Now, some listeners, yeah. Harry, will know who you are already. You are fantastic on Twitter. You're the perfect person for a Spurs Twitter universe, right? So you give your opinion. You're honest as you like. You don't back down. You say it how it is. And I think that's fantastic. Harry, what do you reckon on that?
Yeah, well, I think whatever people say about me, I have this mentality. I don't really care about that kind of stuff. So I always put out things, even if it's, for some people, it might be controversial, but I'll still put it out because that's what I think. So, and I imagine it's the same with you.
Absolutely. Harry, you should never change. My question to you, how have you got 16,000 followers and I've only got like two?
Well, I've been on Twitter for like 4 years, maybe.
Oh, wow. Four years. Yeah, I've been on for like 6 years.
I'll
tell you what it is, H. It's because of your, the fact that you have your opinions and people are interested. You know, a lot of people agree with what you say, Harry.
Yeah, I know, but it's not obviously not always everyone does. So,
I get the same because sometimes I say something negative or look, we've got to do this, we've got to do that, and people come back at me and say, no, you got. You know, why would you say that? Why would you say, you know? So it is difficult, but, let's run through a couple of things.
Yeah.
Let's start. I mean, a lot of podcasts have obviously done the Arsenal game.
Yeah.
So let's do that first of all. Were you there?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I couldn't miss that
so
one.
So you're season ticket holder, yeah?
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. I like to have proper Spurs fans on here. Whether you're a season ticket holder, whether you watch all the games, that's the sort of fan I like to listen to because, you know, you know your stuff. So listen, mate, so where do you sit?
Well, I'm lucky enough right now I've got Club Wembley tickets because my dad managed to get them. So.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat, my friend.
Yeah,
cheers.
I know, like, to be honest with you, I don't know if people like this comment, but the atmosphere's a bit dull in the Club Wembley, I think. Like,
okay.
I feel like there's maybe a few of us, at least where I sit, who actually like, you know, sing the whole game or try to sing the whole game and like shout and scream. And, you know, sometimes you like to get up and have a go at the ref if something goes, it doesn't go your way. But, like, you don't, I feel like I'm the minority in Club Wembley for that.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, what I've always said is people can do what they want to do. So if you want to shout and scream and everything, that's fine. But what I've always said is that you've got to acknowledge other people around you. So, for example, if you shout and scream and you stand up and you go mad, right?
Yeah.
And somebody says, and someone behind goes, "Hey, listen, mate, would you mind sitting down?" As long as they do it in a courteous way, I don't mind saying, "Oh, sorry about that," and everything's fine. I was at a game, I think it was a Man United game, and I stood up and I swore, and I don't normally do that. but I was like frustrated. And there was a lady in front who was, you know, like in her probably 60s, 70s maybe. And I went, oh, I'm so sorry. And like the husband turned around, oh, it's all right. We swear it's more than you. Like, and I was like, oh, you know, but I acknowledged it. You know what I mean? So I think as long as you acknowledge it, that's no problem. You know, I know most, you know, some podcasts are like, oh, no, you know, you shouldn't come if you don't like the swearing and all that. No, that's absolute rubbish. Football is to be enjoyed by everybody. And when you take your granddad or when you take your eight-year-old son like I do, you know, you've got to acknowledge it all. But we all shout and scream or whatever. But, you know, it's for everyone to enjoy. What do you reckon on that, Harry?
Yeah, I mean, like, people can support the club in whatever way they want. Like, I'm not a judgmental person. I was just making a point that, as in for me as a football fan, I would like, you know, us to be seeing all game and stuff like that, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely. So listen, mate, what did you think of the Arsenal game then?
Well, I thought the first half was a bit of like, it seemed quite even.
Yeah.
And I thought Wilshere was pushing quite a bit for Arsenal. I know people probably won't like that comment, but I thought he played really well.
Wilshere's a good player, Harry. Let's say it like it is. He's a good player. And do you know what? The other thing is, he's the only one at that football club who understands what the North London Derby is all about.
It's true.
To me, that's someone that I respect in that way. To know what it's all about, you go, right, okay, so you know what it's all about. That's great. The other players don't give a monkeys, do they? Go on, Harry. Yeah. Carry on.
I mean, like when I watch Arsenal, I kind of expect us to win the derby, because when I watch them, they have no spine in their team at all. And it seems it's more like there's no organisation in terms of the way they, like, they're set up in the players they buy. Don't get me wrong, I like the Aubameyang, Lacazette and stuff, but the way they set up, the style of play, it's not there anymore. And for us, it's completely the opposite. It's come at the same time as Spurs have started to build something with Pochettino's organisation in our team and stuff like that. And we press really high. It's more modern. With Arsenal, I still think, like with Wenger, they're kind of stuck in the dark ages still.
Right.
So, like, for example, I think Arsenal still haven't replaced Patrick Vieira.
No.
And it's been how long? Like 10 years?
Yeah.
And like when you watch us, we've got someone like Dembele and Wanyama or Dier in the midfield, and we're just bossing it.
How good would Wanyama or Dier be, and Dembele, of course, in that Arsenal side? I mean, it's exactly what they need, isn't it?
It's almost like the same even with Sanchez as well. Like, we're lucky we've got him as well, because I'd say they could do with someone like that as well, even.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. So anyway, mate, so first half was a bit of a non-event, although what I was thinking about, you know, the Lacazette thing at the end?
Yeah.
What if switch around that to the Kane chance, you know, with the header when he headed it over? I think that's just as good a chance, you know, putting aside all the second half chances we had. So imagine if, like, for example, Arsenal would have had that chance in the last final minute. You know, again, you're looking at it and going, oh my God, you know, what's happened there? But look, you know, so second half, what did you make of it?
Well, I'll tell you a funny story. So, I mean, we were drinking from like 11 o'clock in the morning, but...
I do the jokes, Harry, but you can tell a funny story, that's fine.
But so, you know, at Club Wembley, they show us the minutes before the second half starts?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, they showed it wrong again.
Yeah.
So we walked in and we missed like the first minute or two, the second half, which is really bad, I know. But we walked in and we sat down and then Kane scored.
Yeah.
So I was just like, whoa. But in terms of like...
I think most people did that, to be honest with you, Harry.
But the minutes on the thing is wrong.
I normally miss the first couple of minutes of the second half because that... The whole queuing process is an absolute disaster, and the boy needs a custard, custard donut, and you know, I don't need a beer, but you know, it's nice to have one. Anyway, it just so happened that we managed to get back for the second half, but I think most people were coming back. For you know, and they missed that goal.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just felt really lucky because I saw the minutes when we walked in and it was like 47. I was like, what? Did I actually miss like 2 minutes? Because normally I come in really early not to miss anything.
Yeah. All right. So then we had 25 minutes, 30 minutes of absolute domination.
Right, we could have put five past them.
Which chance annoyed you the most?
Oh, which chance?
Yeah. For me, it was the Ali chance. Because I thought, do you know what? You're a quality footballer. This is your, you know, you've not been as good this season. You know, he's still a kid, you know, but there's lots going on with him. And I thought, you know, this is where you can redeem yourself. You know, with everything that's gone on with the diving, with the video, with everything else, with the not being so good, with the chip on the shoulder. And he missed it. And I was like, oh, for goodness sake. You know, you should have scored that goal. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, like I thought the Lamella one was really big, just because of it was where it was.
What the one in the final seconds?
It was one when he hit straight check. I think it was that one. And we had so many.
There was one in between the two Lacazette ones, and he hit it wide, and he was clean through.
Yeah, there was that as well. Yeah. But I think there was one when it was not like a hard angle as such, but it was like he was right there. He could have put it on the other side.
Yeah.
And he went near post, and I was like, oh, we should have scored that one.
Are you a Lamella fan?
See, I've gone through a lot of stages of Lamella, so yeah, Yeah, so as in, I was really excited when he joined because I'd seen what he'd done at Roma. And then he's coming to Spurs, and right now, at least, I'm not really sure where he should be playing and what we're molding him as. And yeah. Like his off the ball work is brilliant. I really like it. Mm. But in terms of like, should he be playing as a winger? Should he be playing as a 10? I was talking to people on it earlier this week, but I'm not really sure.
I think he probably is one of the three, isn't he? So you got, you know, the standard three is Dele Alli, Eriksen and Son. And then Lamella is one of them and Moura as well. So he's probably, you know, in that role.
But like where? Is he playing right? Is he playing left? Is he playing middle?
Interchangeable, I guess. Interchangeable.
But in terms of like for example, someone like Eriksen, you know his best position's in the middle. Let's say.
Well, does he play there though? Because he's often on the right, he's often on the left. They sort of interchange, don't they?
Yeah, but like if I was to say now we have Moura and Son, you'd say Moura's Son. So just theoretically, let's say.
So Son's on the left, isn't he?
Yeah, he has to play on the left.
Yeah.
For me.
Okay.
Yeah, but in terms of like, are we moulding him as a playmaker or Lamella? Is he more of a playmaker or is he more of a winger?
I don't think he's a winger. I think he's just one of those three.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I think my problem, not my issue with him, is that I don't really know what his best position is and what his, what's the word? Is it skill set,
I think I'm with you on that. I think I'm with you. We're waiting, aren't we? We're waiting for something amazing to happen. You know, we're
waiting for something like definite to tell me, look, he's a playmaker, or look, he's a, I don't know, whatever.
I think when he plays regularly, you know, he'll play some great balls. Against Newport, he did about, you know, he kept doing that look away pass. Which Ronaldinho used to do.
Yeah. I think he's very one-footed.
So many times I was like, all right, you can stop with that little trick now.
Yeah.
Play it properly. So, yeah, you're right. He needs to sort of... But that season, the Leicester season, he played virtually every game, didn't he?
I thought he was brilliant that year.
20, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember the City game. Yeah, I think that City game when we won 4-1, I remember. He was amazing, I think.
Yeah,
do you remember?
Great goal. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, with the whole Hulk thing after with Dyer, I remember. But yeah, I'm talking about a video. But I remember, like, it's interesting because my dad doesn't really like Lamella. Mm. But then I would always sit there and defend him for ages and ages. But like now when he's come back, I've been a bit iffy with him. Like, I'm not really, really sure.
I disagree completely. I think since he's been back, he's looked really good coming off the bench.
Yeah, oh, it's interesting you saying on the off the bench, I think he has looked like quite good in cameos.
Yeah.
But as like a starter, I don't think he's given like, say...
Well, he's only started against Newport.
Didn't he play against Juventus as well?
Well, we're not onto that game yet.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Goodness. I'm just saying, as for me, I haven't seen like a really solid 90 minutes.
He played well against Juventus, didn't he? Let's move on to that game then. He played well against Juventus, didn't he?
I thought he did all right. Like... I just want to see Harry. A little bit more from him. I just want to see a little bit more, like as in creatively. I think he can do it because I've seen him, like I said, with the City game.
Yeah,
like he can do it, but I just haven't seen it since he's come back from his injury, like that level.
All right, we're going to give him a chance, aren't we? So yeah. let's talk about the Juventus game then. Now, listen, what was it? The Liverpool game at half time. You tweeted out about Dembele should have been brought off. And I said, wait there, he's our best player. Since then, Arsenal, Juventus and the rest of it. What do you think of Dembele? My goodness, Harry, come on.
Yeah, he's been brilliant. I think the thing is, I think a lot of people like said that as well. Like, we all kind of thought he was done. And then out of nowhere, I don't know if it's out of nowhere, whether it's just because he's fully fit again. He's been like our best player probably in the past four games.
It's amazing, isn't it? He's not even fully fit. He's like fitter than he's ever been. Because for as long as he's been with us, he plays one game a week and that's only 60 minutes. And in the last, 3 weeks, he's played 90 minutes of every game. And he's been fantastic.
I against Juventus, he was just him and Eriksen probably the best players on the pitch by a mile.
Yeah.
And it's just the way he like against Arsenal, for example, the way he just bosses people, like he just wrestles them off the ball. And he's being a lot more positive with his play. Like it's a lot more forward, I realise, like the last few games.
He's a joy to watch.
Yeah. Isn't he? He's 31 now, isn't he?
Harry, I've got a message here from Jason. You know your good mate, Jason?
Oh, yeah.
Should Sissoko play V. Rochdale?
Well, you know my feelings on Sissoko.
Should he? Come on, answer the question. Should he play versus Rochdale?
Not really, no.
Not really, no. The answer is no. Absolutely. Now, look, I'm all up for squad rotation and everything, but my goodness, this guy, he's had enough games, hasn't he? And, he's done all right. And people are saying, oh, you know, he's not our worst player. All right, fair enough. But, the last game, you know, the last four games, he hasn't featured hardly at all. And we've been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay, play against Rochdale. Of course you can play against Rochdale. But we've got other players, haven't we? Because if you go through the side, Harry, you've got, you know, we'll rotate the fullbacks, the centre-backs, Toby and Foyth. And then when you look at the two behind the three, Wanyama and Winks, right?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, presumably Lorente up front, and then you've got Moura.
Yeah, I think he's starting. I've been told.
Bring Sonny back in.
Yeah.
And then one other. Is it Sissoko, or would you go with Ali and Ali or Eriksen?
I'd play Ali.
Yeah.
Because I just think we need to finish off the tie.
And that's leaving out Dembele, of course, and Dyer.
Yeah. I mean, they need a rest, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, as in the mid...
So was that a yes to play Sissoko or not?
That's a no. I'd rather see Ali.
No. Absolutely.
But the thing with Sissoko is, like, when he signed, I really tried. To try and be like, yes, he's going to succeed.
Yeah.
But I know from like before I watched him at Newcastle, like he'd play one good game every 10 maybe or something like that. And then, I mean, he had a great, we signed him off the back of the Euros, I think, in some ways. But in the sense that if you look at who we could have got that summer as well, and then where he initially he was played on the wing as well, which clearly meant that Poch saw him as like a winger initially, at least.
Yeah, I know you wanted to get Mane, didn't you? But sometimes, you know, I know you have a little go at the older generation, but yeah. The thing is, someone just down the pub, like, you know, a couple of years ago, my good friend Martin Heiser, he just said to me, you know, Liverpool, you know, we finished above them two or three seasons, whatever, but it's still Liverpool. And for you, Harry, you're like, so? But actually, you know, Liverpool are a massive, massive club. And when they come in, it's kind of like, you know, Barcelona come in for you, you go to Barcelona. It's the same with Liverpool. And
players, I know what you mean.
Players at Southampton, you know, where's Mane from? What country is he from?
I can't remember off the top of my head. Is it Congo or something?
Yeah, Africa. So yeah. You know, he's going to look at it and go, well, you know, when I was a kid, everyone had a Liverpool shirt. Very, very few Tottenham shirts around in Africa back in, you know, the late 80s. So he's going to go there. And, you know, there's not much you can do about that.
I mean,
because Liverpool is still Liverpool.
I mean, the thing is, I kind of got romanticised into it a lot because the guy sitting next to Tottenham at the lane, I'm not saying he's IDK or anything, but he was telling me before the Wanyama talk started that when Mane came around the training ground, I know that was reported later on in the mail, and like we were going to get him and everything.
Yeah.
And obviously it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But obviously something was going on.
Yeah. Look, anyway, we got Sissoko, and I'm like you know, I wanted him to be, you know, a lot better than he has been. And last season, I think I did a podcast and I said, you know, hold on, because I've got a prediction that he will be great. But I still don't think we play to his strengths, which I think is giving the ball out wide and let him run at people and just be scary, because I think he is scary. I wouldn't like to meet down a dark alley, would you?
No, not really. But I think, like, a lot of people say, but, like, his end product's not really there. Like, he runs, like, he can run. Like, he's fast. But, like, I don't think the end product's really there. Whilst if you look at someone like Moura, I mean, you've probably seen his numbers, but, like, he's got quality. Like, a lot more. And, like, I can't see Sissoko getting in the side at all, especially after he's come.
Well, I've got no idea about Moura at all, so we'll see about what happens there. But what I will say is, against Juventus, when he came on, I'm going to compare him to when I first saw Ndjai. I thought, this guy's one of, you know, is he one of George Weah's cousins? Because I thought, you know, what's going on with this guy? You know, strange expression on his face, you know, has he won the lottery? What's he doing in his first shirt? And then Nkudu, you know, came in and I was like, deer in the headlights. You know, he's got this big smile on his face. I'm like, you know, what's this guy all about? And again, did nothing. And then we've got this new guy, Moura. And I thought, oh, is he just another one? But actually, when he commented against Juve, I thought, actually, he's got a bit about him. You know, he looks like a player.
You know,
he looks like someone who can play a bit. So that's good. Right, mate. So Juve, obviously, it was 2-2. Didn't you think that it was strange that no one reported on the offside goal that they scored first, considering the fact that we've had a week of constant moaning from Liverpool and all pundits debating back and forth whether it was a goal or not? Higuain scores an offside goal after 2 minutes, and it's like, oh, well, that's Spurs bad defending. They're not ready. There's no way there. It's offside. What do you reckon about that, Harry?
At least for me, like, these kind of things, I think they even out over the season. So even when we scored an offside goal or we concede an offside goal or another team scores an offside goal against us, like, I'm not one to like really bring it up and really say, oh.
Nor am I, but it doesn't even out the fact that they debated it for a week on every single news channel and radio channel and everyone you ever spoke to. And then as soon as we get an offside goal against us, it's like, well, you didn't defend properly. Like, wait there.
Yeah. I know what you mean, but I think the media are just full of like Liverpool fans, I guess. I don't know. Liverpool pundits. I think the only Spurs pundits are you can think of is like...
I think it's more anti-Spurs than Liverpool.
Really? I don't know.
No, I mean, when you meet somebody who whatever fan they are, I mean, I've got a Bradford mate, and he talks to me about bottling it all the time.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, interesting you should say that. We're, you know, bottling it. You know, Spurs are the only team that's ever bottled it. You know, Man United this year, they're going to bottle it if they finish second. You know, it's like, no, Man City have been brilliant. Oh, right, okay, of course. So it's just it's this thing that's created, isn't it? Anyway, so then it's the penalty. Davis, I thought, was unlucky. What do you think?
I think he just wasn't. It's when I watched it, I didn't think he was aware what was around him. If that makes sense. Like, he kind of just went for the ball and didn't realise, oh, it's like the Juventus player right there.
Yeah. I thought I've got a question here, actually, from Tom Key. He says, which players out of the last three teams we've played would you take at Spurs? And I thought that guy was excellent, actually. The guy with the flicky hair who got the penalty for Juventus. Oh. Do you know what his name is?
He's
not a good player.
They've got a lot of things. Juventus got a lot of good players.
That was a good bit of play. So I thought he was unlucky. I thought the Aurier challenge was dreadful.
It was rash.
But he's your first choice right back, right?
Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
That's fair enough. Yeah. He's most. He is most people's right back choice. He's not mine. Because I'm a massive fan of Trippier. I don't think Trippier does anything particularly wrong at all. You know, and I enjoy watching Trippier, whereas I don't enjoy watching Aurier. when he's on the ball, I think, oh Christ, what's he going to do now?
I know what you mean. Because I think my older brother, he likes Trippier, so we have these arguments all the time about Aurier and Trippier. Yeah. So he's like you. He agrees with you. He wants Trippier's first choice right now.
I enjoy watching him.
Yeah, I mean, against United in the second half, I thought Trippier was brilliant. Like, he was doing a lot more than I expect from him, if that makes sense. And I think that's a lot to do with Pochettino's coaching. Yeah. But, with Aurier, I think a lot of people, like me, I guess, look at him and think, oh, he's like Kyle Walker. And he is. Like, his style of play, he's got maybe a bit more pace. But right now, I think he's still stuck in the Walker of maybe, 2015,
yeah.
2016, he's still stuck in there, which is why I keep emphasising people here. Like, Aurier will need probably two seasons to get to that level, if that. Yeah. But I think
get rid of the brain farts, you mean?
Yeah. He's going to give, he's going to need 2 years, I think.
Yeah. I agree with that. And, hopefully he'll get there. And left back, who would you go for?
Well, a fit Rose, probably, over Davies. Yeah, I think I just like the whole fast fullbacks. It's not like, I mean, I think a lot of people know this, but last year I went through a phase when I didn't like Davies at all. And then he signed his new contract, and then I was like, why? and then out of nowhere, he starts putting in 10 out of 10 performances.
Yeah.
I was like, but he's been really, really good this year, Davies.
He has, hasn't he? He's been brilliant. And Rose, we're still waiting, aren't we? I mean, Rose hasn't played too many massively high-profile games.
So, no.
It'd be interesting to see, what it'd be like if he does play some of those bigger games.
Do you think he's going to go, Rose?
Sorry?
Rose is off or not?
I think he probably will.
From what I've heard, United are sticking with Shaw, so I don't know. I don't think anyone's really in for him at all. So that's good news.
That was hilarious when Jose Mourinho said that he wants Luke Shaw to stay for many years. I bet Danny Rose choked on his coffee or whatever and started Googling other clubs that he could go to.
He's interesting.
What we got here? Right, so Daceman 15. Which two of Woolwich, Chelsea and Liverpool would you most enjoy denying Champions League if we could make top four? Okay, so if we made top four, let's presume it's Man City, Man United. and yeah. we're third.
Yeah.
Who would you want to be fourth, and then the other two drop out?
I think I'd rather Liverpool were fourth, and the other two dropped.
Yeah, I think that's obvious. what else we got? Gemma Stubbles. Thoughts on who will stay and go if we have no silverware? So,
oh, that's a good question.
who's right? So if we don't win. By the way, let's get this right, okay? When people yeah. talk about trophies, all right,
yeah.
we're not talking about the League Cup, are we? Because if you win the League Cup, players aren't going to stay. It's a great day for the fans, but let's look at our last two League Cup trophies, right? We won one in 1999 under George Graham, which was
yeah, I was there.
It was a great win, and I had a tear in my eye. But it was a terrible cup final. It was a season which was ultimately completely forgettable. Those late 90s seasons was rubbish. So we got that going on, and then 2008. We win the League Cup, fantastic. You know, we went mad. But then everyone went on a go again. So we're not when people say, you know, we got to win trophies, not talking about the League Cup, presumably. What do you think, Harry? Are we talking about the League Cup?
Well, see, my argument towards this is, which is why we're going to probably go into this in a few minutes.
We'll come back to the whole argument, but specifically the League Cup.
But, like, for me, I think if you want to win a Premier League title, like for a club like Spurs at least, or who hasn't won anything for like 10 years, I think you need something to like build upon. So you need a trophy just to get that.
So the League Cup.
Like even the League Cup or the FA Cup.
Right.
I think they need something just to build the first bricks of like being a big. Like yeah. we need something. Cause like if
but
you
we,
look at,
but we did that in 2008, and we won the League Cup.
But the difference was,
and
then
6 months later, the manager's gone, the two best strikers have gone, and everyone's like, okay, we'll start from route one again.
I think this is why I keep saying we need to do both. And the difference is that back then, say we finished mid-table, right? But right now, for me at least, if we win a trophy, like, are we really enough in mid-table? I don't think so.
The League Cup.
Any cup.
Yeah. So what about the FA Cup?
FA Cup.
So the FA Cup. So we win the FA Cup. Player's going to stay? Do you think, Harry?
This is what I'm trying to tell you. We need to do both.
So you got to do both. And this is what we go back and forth on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Historically, we've never done two things.
Yeah, but I'm saying in order to make that next step, but I think we need to do both.
I completely agree. But we've hardly done one thing, let alone do two things. So we've finished top four. We've gone to finals. We maybe semi-finals here and there.
Yeah.
And what I tried to say to you is, okay, we might be able to get the FA Cup final this year, but in order to do that, you got to say goodbye to Champions League.
What? Why? Can you explain to me why? Because I still don't get it.
It's history. It's the history of Tottenham. We've never been able to do it.
Yeah, but aren't we all talking, or everyone keeps talking about how this is a different Tottenham?
Is it? haven't seen any evidence. I mean, let's fast forward a year, right?
Yeah.
Say we're having this conversation in a year's time.
Yeah.
And we this year we finished top four and we've won the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And we've got to say the final of the Champions League. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll be sitting here and saying to you, right, what do you know, we still haven't won a trophy, but we've got top four and we got into the final of the FA Cup. And we got into the semi-finals of the Champions League, and I'll be saying to you, do you know what, H? You're now we can do two things, because we've done that. We've got so close on all those things, but in reality, you know, last year, okay, we got second and we got semi-final of the FA Cup. when, you know, at what point do we actually do the two things?
Well,
because we haven't done one yet.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because in the past, if you look at our past, we've only, say, got top four or top two, three. Yeah, I know what you mean. But in terms of the fact that if it's like the next step in the sense that, like, I think we're going to get top four this year, like, whatever happens. Personally, for me, I had us nailed down for third place because I just think that we have too much for Liverpool. Chelsea didn't really buy well at all in the summer, and I think their manager's is gone in the summer, whatever happens. So I think, and Arsenal are just in the complete mess. So I think, you know, top three, I think we'll get it. But surely, if that's locked, can't we win something as well? It's probably, what, only a few more games?
Well, okay, well, let's have the scenario then. So are you talking about, when you talk about win something, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about the FA Cup, aren't you?
Well, right. Well, that's our best chance, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, you're not talking about the league. Are you not talking about Champions League?
Well, I don't think winning the league's realistic.
Okay. Is winning Champions League realistic?
I'd actually say that's more realistic than winning the league right now.
Yeah, but is it realistic? Are you talking about winning the FA Cup or winning the Champions League?
Well, the FA Cup's got a better chance, I'd say.
Right. Have we got any chance of winning the Champions League?
I'd say 30%.
30%, so very slim chance.
Yeah,
what
right
about
now.
The FA Cup? How much chance have we got of winning that?
60-70%.
Okay. Right. So in terms of winning a trophy this year, we're talking about the FA Cup. Can we win the FA Cup this year?
Yeah, right? We can.
Okay. So we got Rochdale on Sunday, which we win, right?
Yeah.
Then we've got Man City away in the quarterfinals.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Have they already done
that?
Emirates
Cup, isn't it? There's no way the Emirates are going to allow us to progress any further after the shambles of what happened to their beloved Arsenal. You know what I mean, though, right? So we're gonna have, even if it's at Wembley, we're gonna have a big side in the quarterfinals or in the semi-finals.
Yeah.
Okay. It's bloody hard to win, Harry. It's bloody hard to win.
But like I say, if you want to make that next step, if you want, at least I personally don't care what the media say, but if, you know, Spurs to be, you know, top, we have to go in and win one of those games. Like Chelsea last year.
Okay. I love the fact that you say we have to, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So what if we don't?
Then maybe some players might think, oh, we might want to go then.
All right. So who's going?
Well, Toby, right now, I think.
Okay. So Alderweireld's off. Where's he going?
Real Madrid.
Okay. So he's going to Real Madrid. Who else?
Rose to Man City.
Rose is off. He's going to Man City, right? Who else?
I think that's it for now.
See, the thing is, right, when you make that, you know, we have to win a trophy.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, what if we don't? You know, it's like, well, two players are going to go.
But like, it's, you know what I mean? Big
so we don't have to win a trophy. It'd be great to win a trophy. Shut up. It'd be lovely. Can you hear the dog?
Yeah.
I'm not telling you to shut up. Right. So it'd be great to win a trophy. It's wonderful to win a trophy. I want to win a trophy. My goodness, do I want to. I want to win a trophy more than anything. You know, in fact, I'd like to win the FA Cup and then sell the whole team. I don't care because, you know, I live for the moment. And at the moment, you know, as I always say, when I go to bed, the last thought that runs through my head is the ball hitting Woodgate in the square of the face and going in. You know, I still think about that to this day because it's my favourite memory. So,
yeah, I mean,
yeah, great. You know, I want to win the FA Cup. That's what we're talking about, isn't it? So let's win that and finish seventh or whatever. But look, reality is it's going to be blimmin' hard to win the FA Cup, but hopefully we'll do that. Champions League, incredibly difficult. But, you know, if we get past Juventus, which I'm not sure if we will, because, you know, I don't like being, top dog, overdog. I like to be the underdog, basically.
Yeah.
So that's a tricky one.
Overconfident.
And in terms of the league, Liverpool looking strong. Man United are Man United. And Arsenal, I think they're out of it. But you never know. And Chelsea, you know, they do this. They look absolutely terrible. And did you see the West Brom game? I mean, West Brom should have been out of sight. And then Chelsea win 3-0. And everyone looks at it and go, oh, there you go, Chelsea 3-0. But that wasn't the story at all. I mean, whatever has that been the story at Tottenham? That you know, the opposition have loads of chances. And are absolutely brilliant, and Spurs are absolutely rubbish and win 3-0. I mean that's not a postcard. I've never, ever, ever seen that ever.
I mean, Swansea away, maybe.
No.
This year?
No.
I didn't think we were that great.
No, but Swansea didn't have a million chances like West Brom did.
I think they hit the bar twice, from what I remember.
But if you look at the chances, I think we had more chances, definitely. So
I don't know. Well, from what I remember, that game was quite stressful, 1-0.
Yeah. Look, look, we're going to be all right. What else we got here? Let me ask some more questions here. Gigi, can we afford to get rid of Toby with the emergence of Sanchez?
As much as I rate Sanchez and I think it's a good signing, we can't. Because I think Sanchez is about 2 years behind him.
And also, Toby Alderweireld is the best central defender in the world. He's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
He's absolutely brilliant. So that's crazy. Sanchez, by the way. he's 21 years old. I mean, he's phenomenal, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, we buy well from Ajax.
Again, wouldn't want to meet him down the dark alley. I think he's absolutely been brilliant. And by the way, you've got to make mistakes to be a better defender. So he's making these mistakes, but it's like, yeah, well, good, because you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really been on his back when people have like slated him for a lot. Because it's like, he's been brilliant. And I'm just being honest when I say, you know, I think he's been quite shaky in some big games.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not, like, going on Twitter and slating the kid and saying, get rid of him, because...
No, you've got... Like, you can criticise, but you've got to go, okay, you know, he's a young kid and he's learning his trade and, you know, that's what he's got to do.
Brilliant.
Right, we've covered a lot. We've done the Arsenal game. We've done the Juve to a point. I'll tell you what, though. Did you watch the Juve, obviously, at home? Did you watch it on BT?
Yeah.
Those commentators. Oh, my God. We were like, okay, so we went 2-0 down. But after about 25 minutes, when we were really playing well and getting the ball, weren't they just going, oh, Juventus are so good. They attacked in the first 10 minutes, and now they're defending like a team. What a fantastic... They didn't even talk about Tottenham until about 2 minutes before half time.
But like, in terms of like I took credit, Juventus like defended ridiculously. I was quite surprised they kind of sat on their 2-0. But like, we were dominating the game after like 15 minutes, I'd say.
Mm.
And then I think
the goal chances, because Higuain should have scored when he was clean through, and then he had the penalty. But
I think the other penalty gonna happen. Heart was in my mouth.
I watched it back on like a highlights thing again on BT Sport, and I missed the line where after about 20 minutes, and the guy goes, and the thing about Juventus now is they're now gonna. It wasn't like a they might or they like,
yeah.
If they're gonna. He said definitely, and that what they're gonna do now is they're gonna dictate the rest of the match.
Yeah,
they're 2-0 up. And now they play their game. And it actually the opposite happened. Because Spurs went, right, we're not having this. We're going to play. And we played our game, which is passing the ball around, getting in their faces, being strong, being tough at the back, and giving the ball to Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, Harry.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah. I mean, looking forward to... Rochdale and then Palace. and then is it Huddersfield, and then is it
a break? Huddersfield.
Is it a break, or is it Juventus then a break?
I think we've got Juventus and then a break. Yeah, I think.
Yeah. All right, mate.
Well, it's a big game.
let's. It's been a great chat. Let's finish off then by saying, let's have a little prediction for how the season's going to end up. What do you think, mate?
So I think we'll finish third.
Finish third. I'll go for fourth, and I'll be happy, by the way, with fourth, because if you think about the start of the season with the Wembley and everything, and where we are right now, right, in terms of the money that's been spent and everything, if we get fourth from where we are now, that will be phenomenal. That will be absolutely fantastic with the whole Wembley thing as well.
Yeah.
So, right, okay. What about Champions League?
I think quarterfinals, and then there'll be too much, I think.
Okay. I'm gonna make a prediction, which I think Juventus will scrape through. You know,
you think?
And it pains me to say it, but I think they will. I think they're gonna. I think all the hype will be about how Spurs are in the driving seat, and you know, we're 16-1, they're 33-1, and all this sort of stuff, and. You know, all Spurs need to do is hang on or get a goal or Harry Kane and all this. I just think they're a good side. They've got some great players. And I think they'll know how to get that all-important goal and nick it, unfortunately. Which might not be a bad thing, because then, you know, we can focus on the league and maybe push on there. Whereas if we're still in the Champions League for the rest of the season or for a couple more games, we maybe might not get that top four. So, you know, we'll see. So I reckon we're fourth. Champions League will get knocked out by Juventus. And what about FA Cup?
Oh, I think we'll get to the final, I think.
You think the final this year? I'll say semi-final. I think there's... Unfortunately, I think there's too many strong teams left in. And we you know, I'll tell you this much. I almost guarantee that we'll be the best team in the quarterfinal and the best team in the final, whoever we play in the quarter and the semi-final, whoever we play. And but we'll be unlucky and we'll go out. There you go.
Is that the Spurs?
It is. You know, how many times do we lose, you know, and we deserve it?
I mean, on the semi-final last year, like for me, I think we dominated possession, but I don't think we created enough.
No, but we, you know, when we play so well, and you know, and we, you know, who was brilliant in that game, by the way, David Luiz.
Oh yeah,
he was brilliant against Harry Kane.
Yeah.
So anyway, mate, look, we'll move on. We'll probably do a show again. I've enjoyed this. Have you?
Yeah, it was good.
Have you been on a podcast before?
Yeah, I did one with David Spurs, I don't know if you know him, but it was like a small one.
Which podcast is that?
I think it was Extra Time or something like that. He hasn't done one in a while, so.
But we met at the Fighting Cock live show, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a quiz, wasn't there? Do you remember how that turned out?
Not very well.
No, I think I won.
I was a bit, out of it.
No, well, I'm teetotal, so of course, you know. But I beat you, and I beat T, the famous T, Thelonious. So there you go. But you know, I don't like to mention it. The other thing is,
fine,
let's do the Twitter again. What's your Twitter?
Yeah, @Hasper92.
There we go. Controversial, but
fantastic
to follow. 16,000 followers. Oh my god! Right, so that's good. And the only other thing is, I'm going to do more shows because I really enjoy doing this.
What
I'd like is more guests. I'm going to ask you if it's possible, listeners, if you could sponsor me for the London Marathon. And if you go onto the Virgin Money Giving page and you search for Steve Robinson or Robbo the Teacher, and if you donate whatever it is, I think you can donate £5, £10, whatever. I'm running for Children with Cancer, which in my opinion is the most important charity in the world when you think about it. And if you donate £5 or £10, then come on the show and we'll chat for an hour about Spurs. I mean, how's that? You know, pretty good. You know, and you'll meet up for a beer and whatever at Wembley or next season. And, you know, that, let's do that. So if you could please donate, it'll be fantastic. And, you know, if you're not sure, if I've done that too quickly, then find me on Twitter or Facebook and, you know, I'll let you know the details again. But, yeah, £5, £10 donation and, you know, come on the show and we'll talk about Spurs for an hour. It's been fun, right, Harry?
Yeah, it's been good.
Good stuff.
Right? Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, let's hope we win on Sunday.
Let's hope we win on Sunday. What's your prediction?
3-0.
3-0? I was going to say 3-0. No, it's going to be 3-1 because they're going to score first and the Twitterverse will go mad. Spurs already out the FA Cup. Oh,
so they relayed the pitch, I heard.
Yeah. A drinking game, by the way. How many times the commentators say, oh, the pitch is really starting to churn up now.
Yeah.
Oh, this pitch is really starting. It's a new pitch. You know, so you have to have a drink every time they say it's a new pitch and every time they say it's really starting to churn up now, because that's what they do every time there's a new pitch.
We're already in A&E by the end, but yeah.
All right. Lovely to chat to you.
Yeah, nice to chat to you, mate.
Come on, Spurs.
Poise. Bye.